The Torah begins Parashas Kisisa by teaching us Sayitnu Kolayver Al Pkudim Machsis HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. And of course, many Mepharshim asked the question, why were Klal Yisrael told to give a Machsis HaShekel, a half a shekel, and not to give a whole shekel? So Rav Nachman Breslov explains, the Machsis HaShekel comes to remind every Jew that he's never complete. His obligation is to constantly strive for shleimus, to constantly strive to reach being a better Jew, a full Jew. But it also comes to teach us that together, even if each one of us is not perfect, when we have all of Klal Yisrael together, then even with our each and own deficiencies, we will have the ability to grow and become great together. Rashi says, "Ze yitnu k'min matbeis shel eish, like a coin of fire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu." Says, so he continues to teach us, Reb Nachman Breslov. Fire is the most interesting form in life. On one hand, fire could burn, it could cause incredible damage. But fire also could be used in a very constructive purpose. What we're supposed to learn from the Machsis HaShekel is if together, each one of us tries to use our talents, our resources, and our abilities for Avodas Hashem, we can become fire, a fire that could be the most constructive possible. But if we learn the Pasuk, the Torah says, Kisisas Rosh B'nai Yisrael L'Fkudeyem, V'nosnu Ish Koyfa Nafshel Hashem V'fkoyroysom, V'lo Yenegev V'fkoyroysom. The Torah begins, as the Sefer Birchas Yitzchok, with the words, V'nosnu Ish Koyfer. And the question is, why does the Torah have to add the word Ish? V'nosnu Ish. It should have said, V'nosnu Klal Yisrael should give Koyfa Nefesh. Moreover, the Pasuk begins with the word V'nosnu, a Lashon Rabbim, speaking to many people. And then the Torah continues by speaking B'Lashon Yochid, Koifa Nafshoi. What is the Torah trying to teach us? So he explains that the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra Daf Kuf Tazayin teaches us, Mishiesh Lechoyel B'Tach Beisoi, if unfortunately somebody has a family member who's not well, he says, the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra teaches us, Yelech Eitzel Chochem, he should go to a Talmud Chochem, Vivakish Rachem Olav. And that Talmud Chochem will daven on behalf of this Chochem. And what is the reason for this? Why should we go to the Chochem to daven for the Chochem, and that will be his Yeshua? So he says that the reason one should go to Talmud Chochem to daven on behalf of a chayla is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world is of course very different from the way human beings would do it. A human being, when he deserves a punishment and whoever is giving the punishment gives that punishment, he looks at the culprit. Does he deserve the punishment? What is the punishment that he deserves? But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at such situations, he looks at the individual. And he looks at the individual, not just at the individual, but he looks at how will this punishment that this individual maybe truly deserves influence the other people. He quotes a Yerushalmi, Masechta Tainus. The Gemara Masechta Tainus says that when there was a lack of rain, we know the Gemara teaches us they used to decree fast days. And one of the things the Gemara says is that Rabbi Yochanan, if he needed a haircut, and the halacha is that on such a fast day, one may not take a haircut, that distress, that he needs a haircut, and how significant is that, would already make that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring rain. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at all of Klal Yisrael. And maybe, unfortunately, there are people who deserve that should be a drought, But this tzaddik doesn't deserve the drought. And if that tzaddik doesn't deserve the drought, that could save. And if he's in pain, everybody else, Hashem doesn't want, he should suffer. That will save everyone else as well. The pasuk says, "Hatzor tamim pa'olai." HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything b'tamimus, with complete. And looking at the whole picture is something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And that's why, going to the Chacham, who when he hears the distress that the person who's suffering talks to the Chacham about, that causes, and he now is distressed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that should be the experience that the Chacham is having. That causes that person should be well. Ritzayin Yirei of Yasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the Ritzayin Yirei of that the people who should fear him. He wants what they want should happen. And therefore, Vashavosam, the cries of those who are maybe deserving of punishment, Yishma V'yoshem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves them, hears their cry, so that the tzaddik should not suffer. And that was what Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel. V'mayin micheni na mesifrecha. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I didn't do any aveira. I don't deserve to suffer. And why should I be punished? And like that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Kulo Yisrael. And that's what the pasuk says. The Torah says, V'nosnu, all of Kla Yisrael give the machsa shekel. But ish, if there's just one person who's participating in that machzis hashekel, who doesn't deserve to suffer, and he now, we are all now connected to each other, so with lahi and megev mefkoidei sam, no one in Klai Yisrael will suffer, because we're all connected. And if there's one person, that one person who has koif and nafshoi, that is deserving that he shouldn't suffer, we all will be saved because of that. And that was the Matbeya Shalesh. The Matbeya Shalesh is the fire that consumes all of us, that consumes those that want to create pain for Klal Yisrael. The Matbeya Shalesh, that fire which we discussed before, which is damaging. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring a Matbeya Shalesh, bring a fire that should destroy all those that want to stand in the way of the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're all connected, once we're all connected, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, one of you deserves not to suffer. If one of you deserves a Yeshua, you shall all receive that Yeshua because of that. And it goes the other way as well. The pasuk says, later in the parasha, by the parasha of the eagle, the pasuk says, "Vehi kashakar v'alamachna." When Moshe Rabbeinu approaches the machna, v'yaras ha'egel mecholus, and he sees the eagle and the dancing, v'yicha af Moshe v'yishlach miyodav asaluchos v'yishaba osim tachsahar. Moshe Rabbeinu throws down the luchos and breaks them. But the pasuk says that what bothered Moshe Rabbeinu should have been v'yaras ha'egel. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw the eagle, that's what should have been disturbing to him. What are the mechilas that they're dancing? Why was that mentioned in the pasuk? So I saw that Rabbi Yonah Marzbach, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva's Kol Torah, explains, yes, it was a terrible sin to make an egel, to make an Avodah Zarah. But what bothered Moshe, v'yaras mechilas, he saw them dancing. He saw all of Klal Yisrael united in doing an Avera. And he said, that's what is most disturbing to me. If I will see that it's not all of Klal Yisrael united in an Aveira, then I can always hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmanus on Klal Yisrael in the schus, in the merit of those tzaddikim who did not participate in the Aveira. But he says, once I see that there are those in Klal Yisrael who participate in the Aveira, that everybody's participating in the Aveira, that I don't have a way to say, well, this person didn't participate in the Aveira, and that's why that person should be saved. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu realized that Klal Yisrael is in danger. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu announced that Mil Hashem, that whoever is not connected. Moshe Rabbeinu was looking that there should be people who are not involved in the Aveira. Because when there will be people who are not involved in the Aveira, then Moshe Rabbeinu says they deserve not to be punished. And because they deserve not to be punished, all of Klal Yisrael will have a Yeshua in their schos.